Oh, don't let it be just another Christmas. That was Laura's story. Well, it's Tuesday morning and Kelly is joining me in the studio. Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Time for Kelly and coffee. Got my coffee here. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can you believe that it's like less than a week away from Christmas?
I cannot.
Okay, so we were talking before we went on the air how we've done everything perfectly and we have all the answers to having the perfect Christ-centered Christmas, right?
Yeah, no.
We certainly try.
We do.
You know, but it seems like no matter how hard we try or how early we start just trying to get everything at a nice, gentle pace, it just kind of creeps up on you.
It does.
But it's all good. It's good.
It is.
So you had a fun weekend baking, I hear.
I did.
Tell us about your beautiful cookies.
And my granddaughter, you know, she's going to be two. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to put the sprinkles on the cookies. So there's just mounds of sprinkles on most of the cookies, but they're as beautiful as can be because she did the design for them, of course, and sprinkles on the floor and... Well, just everywhere.
Oh, you'll be finding them for months to come.
I'm sure.
But that's the fun of it, making memories with your little granddaughter and with your girls. And they're all home right now for Christmas.
They are, yes.
Which is always nice to have the family near. Well, on Tuesday mornings, you come in and share with us some of our recent listener comments. Listeners have gotten in touch with us and let us know how God's using this ministry in their life. And it's always such a huge encouragement. So what do you have for us today?
Well, today I have some comments that listeners who signed up for our Redemption Bookstore giveaway that we had last week. And so the first one is from Rebecca, and she lives in Minnesota. And we had asked, you know, how has the Praise Network helped in their spiritual walk? And she says, it has helped strengthen my walk with God with the teachings and music.
You know, that's our focus, isn't it? To reach the lost, of course, with that truth and that hope of Jesus Christ, but also to help strengthen believers and to help all of us to grow in our walk day by day. So
absolutely.
Glad that you are listening, Rebecca.
And then we had Beth from Elk Mound, and she has only been
I met Beth before.
Yeah, she's only been listening for 9 months. So she is one of our newer listeners. And she says that listening to the Praise Network has brought her closer to her Lord and has helped her to know her Bible much better.
You know what? Not every radio station that you listen to will do that.
Exactly.
You know, some of them have just the opposite effect, but to be able to be that 24/7 stream of, you know, God's word and God's encouragement is such a blessing. Don't say that lightly.
And then the last one that I have is from Seth in West Salem.
Seth is our winner this week.
He is.
Yeah, Seth won himself the Four Seasons Bible and a $15 gift certificate from Redemption Christian Bookstore in Onalaska.
Yeah, so congratulations, Seth. We hope that you will enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
Bible as well as the gift certificate and pick out something good for yourself or for your wife or whatever. I'm sure
for you, right?
I'm here, so
no,
I can send you a list. No, I'm just teasing Seth. I really liked what Seth had to say. He says, I'm blessed to have a job that allows me to tune in some weeks for 40 plus hours, and it changes my attitude. I can see a difference in my outlook on situations, how I approach people I don't know, and my mood. The teachings keep me tuned in to God's word while the songs bring a smile to my heart. Thank you.
So glad that Seth is listening and he's been part of the listening family for a while now, a young guy. And
yes.
Just so glad that he's listening and able to listen at work. Oh, what a blessing that is. You know, for we get to.
Right.
But, you know, being able to listen day in and day out, just... boy, the good stuff in really can make a difference.
It
you know,
does.
Your relationship with the Lord. I wanted to share one with you. I got this out of the mailbox.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know that you saw it, but a listener said, thank you so much for 24/7 encouragement. We don't give it back to you near enough. You and the station are a blessing to me throughout the year.
Aww.
And she sends a big thank
That's
you.
Sweet.
So love our listening family. And we feel so connected to so many as we receive prayer requests and meet people when we're out and about and just hearing, you know, how God is working in their life, and just feel that we are connected and that we are a family.
Yes, definitely.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ. So glad that you're listening. And we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us through the website at praisenetwork.com. That's praisenetwork.com. And just click on the Connect tab.
Yes, please
well,
do.
Kelly, just a few days left. You have a lot to do before Christmas morning.
I do. I am really sorry to say I do, but that's okay.
And again, we talked about this a little bit last time, but how are you keeping Christ at the center of your Christmas celebration this year?
Well, we've done things a little differently in our household this year. We've really... The word for our family this year has been simplify.
Mm.
So we have put a minimum on the gifts we're even purchasing, and it's more about spending time with our family and friends and just less Christmas cards and no newsletter this year, just really simplifying and keeping things more centered on Christ and each other.
Mm. You know, I shared last week that my daughter had pointed out that we are so connected via social media now with each other's lives throughout the year that in some ways maybe the newsletters aren't as, I mean, I always love to receive them, but maybe they're not as necessary as they were even 10 years ago when you used to send them out regularly and just bring people up to date on what's happened during the year because we already know.
That's very true.
Which is kind of nice as well. Well, Kelly, just 5 more days till Christmas, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Christmas morning.
That's
right. I'm excited.
That is right.
Well, do you have a Christmas wish for our listeners?
Well, I do pray that all of our listeners just have a blessed Christmas. I know it's hard for some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I'm personally going through is just one less loved one at Christmas for the first time. So I just pray for all those who have lost someone this year just to be strengthened and encouraged and just grow closer to the Lord this year and this Christmas.
And I know it's not going to be a perfect Christmas for many people out there. And in so many ways, it's a difficult Christmas for many of us. But we know that God's love and that gift of Jesus Christ isn't tainted by our present circumstances. So we do hope and pray that whatever circumstances you find yourself in this Christmas, that you will just be filled with that deep joy and that deep love and that peace and that hope that comes through Jesus Christ. Well, Kelly, have a great day.
You too.
And a Merry Christmas. You'll be back with us next Tuesday here on the air.
I will.
Okay, so we'll see how your Christmas goes with that little grandbaby and girls.
Sounds good.
Okay.